How did you get in that band?
I don't know. The way I think the story went is that there was a publicist at Columbia named Mary Ellen Cattaneo, whom I still see from time to time. And she was friends with Andy Summers. Hmm. And Andy Summers asked her to put together a package of cassettes. It's 83, so stuff to take on the road. And in that package, she threw my CD in there. And then Mary Ellen calls and says, the guys in the police want to meet you because you were like the only jazz CD I threw in there, but they love the record. They keep listening to it. So I went to meet him and said hi to all of them, but mostly talked to Mary Ellen the whole time because she was the person I knew there. That world was, suddenly I was in this world that I dreamed about when I was a kid, but I knew that it wasn't my world and I wasn't trying to insert myself into it because I'm not a networker by nature. So I just watched it and went, wow, that's great. You know, so thanks, and I left. And 2 years later, a guy named Vic Garbarini, who was working for Musician Magazine at the time, he was the editor, I think, he calls me and says, I'm calling on the behalf of Sting, and Sting wants you to join his band. I went, I don't want to join the police. He goes, no, a new band. I said, oh, a new band. I might want to do that.